Get over here, get over here. Motioning me to go to the sidewalk. Where's your ID? Where's your ID? My ID's in the car, I don't have. Shut up, shut up. You just asked me for my ID. Shut up. If I tell you to shut up again, I'm gonna lock you up for obstructing justice.
In this internet video, the voice of Linda Lloyd, 24, a graduate of Howard University and Newark South Ward District Leader, can be heard as she describes the disrespect and abuse she was subjected to when she says she was falsely arrested in January for defending her civil rights. Margaret Barnes Williams, Homestead Park Block resident, feels humiliated by her treatment by the police who arrested her for a parking ticket warrant.
On January 17th, I was thrown against my husband's car on South 11th Street, took to the precinct over a parking ticket, warrants from 2004, handcuffed to a bench. I was strip searched in front of two male officers and a male prisoner when my breast was exposed.
The accusation that police routinely harasses and criminalizes innocent young men was bolstered 2 weeks ago when an officer was caught on a security video savagely beating Travis Rattray, a 15-year-old high school student who was then charged with aggravated assault and resisting arrest. As a result of the video, the officer has been suspended without pay. For Black Panther Party member Zain Mohammed, the conclusion is clear.
They are out of control. You don't beat people up trying to make their community safe. It's time for us to do whatever is necessary to bring proper civilian oversight for these police.
Sometimes the abuse is fatal. Case in point, the death of Basir Farrell, who was allegedly beaten by seven white officers in 2009, with some troubling details also recorded on a surveillance camera. Farrell's sister, Denise Grant.
Why did Farrell Hoover have to die handcuffed with his belt taken from his waist and tied to his feet? Why did he have to be hogtied, treated like a slave, because we're not in slavery anymore?
The behavior of the police, says former councilman at large Ras Baraka, serves very specific political purposes. He denounces Gary McCarthy as a controversial figure both under New York City mayors Giuliani's and Newark Booker's administrations.
With regard to McCarthy's administrative and managerial qualifications, the focus of Comstat's system was to crunch numbers. The process to outdo and outperform past results has created an environment that fosters abuse. Commanding officers have been guilty of fudging numbers with illegal quotas, and his administration assisted with the dismantling of community policing. In addition, during his administration, there have been allegations of illegal surveillance of minority organizations.
There has been suggestions that police officers should be retrained. But Sam Clark, a retired 25-year police lieutenant and author of Total Misconduct, cautions against an easy solution.
You can't train those individuals not to beat a handcuffed man to death. If that person needs to be trained not to do that, they should never be a police officer. So forget about retraining. What they need to be is in jail.
Donna Jackson, president of Take Back the Street, referring to the upcoming May 11 elections, puts the councilman on notice.
You have all helped us make our decision. McCarthy not here, the mayor's not here, because he don't care. Easy for me on May 11th. There's no other thing to talk about right now.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.